is to make you confused. That is my absolute goal. And I feel very sad being all by myself and being confused with myself. So I'm like, sure, everyone else is also confused. Right. I'm just going to give you over some issues I'm grappling with, and maybe some level of clarity, and see where it goes. Okay. So the mission some Chesam and Alutz talks about the machine of Chemoni the Chmatz is star. Rashi tells us that this is the din of Iska, which you can more later on in Kotal and Beis. The Gemara says that an Iska is Katzi Milba Katzi Bikhavit, which means Pashas the Gemara is Amrna Doi Hai Iska Palga Milba Palga Bikhavit Amrna Milsa the Nichalei Lloiva and Nichalei Lamalba. So it's clearly it's the Pader Abana, which means that the original arrangement between the two Parshas, Pashas was they arranged, I'm giving you to work. Reuven is the Noisin, right? Shimon is the Makabel, Shimon is the Misasek. And he gave him the work and they said, let's split the profits. That's all they spoke about. They didn't make any arrangements of a price or not. Came along the Chacham and said, well, if that's what you set up, so the arrangement's going to be you're going to be Chayav and Chatzit half of that price.
Are they getting involved because they're afraid of issue? Like, why is Benzi getting involved?
So the Moor says, so they did it something which they felt was good for the Loib and good for the Malba. Right? Because for the Malba, at least, he's not going to lose. If this investment goes bad, he doesn't lose all the money. For Loiva, if it goes good, he has the rights to half of it. Now, so the sheet over here says why they're doing this. They're doing this because it's kind of a shuk. They want to make sure money is available for investments, right? If you're going to put all of the rights on the Loiva, people are not going to want to get involved with doing this thing because they're afraid they're going to lose. You put all the rights on the noise. So, which is Pasha's, what should be, right? Pasha's, it's a Bikkurim, which he gave him. He's a Shliach. And he's getting paid for his Shliach just by getting a right to half of the profits. He's a Sharmer, which is being Oisig for the Tobus of the Noisei, and he gets half of the profit as a payment. So the Pasha, the Maisa, people are not going to do this. And you want the Misaskim to have items available to do that. Because otherwise, they not everybody's rich enough to do it themselves. It's available. So the Pasha was the Kamasa Shuk. The Chazal got involved and did this. That's the sheet that says over here. And a few more words in the sheet that says that Pasha was the Pshat. So they made the Stukah. Good. The more brings the Machloikis. The Radoi says Viter. Hasha Darmina Palgam Milva. The Mor says Obed Behurabonin. Obed Rabbanan Milsa, the Nichol Eloiv and Nichol Lamal. But the Rabbanan did something which is good for Eloiv and not. It says clearly that the Chomer are getting involved. Now, Shaila is why? The Mor doesn't say why. The Mor says the arrangement is good for both of them, but who asked them to get involved? Period. Right? So, which takes a step backwards, means they didn't, I mean, they can make any arrangement that they wanted. We could have made the arrangement of half a price, no price, all the price, but they didn't. Simply, I said, listen, I would like to invest over here, like we'll share the profits. Okay, I said, fine. This is the deal, this is what's going to happen. Okay. So Zakner Hadoi, how should the Rina Palgamilva? He bore the Mishnah Bay Shikra, Shabradami. But once the Chum intervened and made it a milva, which obviously the scenario normally is for the purpose of the fellow who gives it to her investments, but once it's a milva, it belongs to the Leiber. So Leiber wants to consume it, he wants to use it to drink beer. Right? Something more it's one. Right? Alright, that's not what the Noisen gave it for. But once Chum, in most cases it's not gonna happen. Some made it to Kano because they needed to make it. They felt the need to come to make it to Kano. Yeah, there are side effects to the Kano. It's a milva. It's a loiva. It belongs to the loiva. You can't stop him to whatever he wants with it. That's what Nerdoy says. Rav Amar no. L'hachakar le'iska d'amar le'ki yavino l'cha l'asu gibay mil the mishnah b'shir. But it blibes an iska even after the Kano blibes an iska. So you can't do whatever you want with it. You can do one thing. Asik. You're a loiva, and you have all the din of a loiva, but you can't do whatever you want with it. So that already gives alarm bells that go off in your head. So what exactly is this? If is it really a milk or not? How exactly do you limit what the loiva is going to do with it? Okay. There's nothing more vital. Omer Vina Barovin, the Meis Nas and Metal Tanit Sabana. So the loch is when a person is nifter, so Gvia from Yisoyim is only from Karka, not from Metal Tanit. So the Misasek took this $1,000 Iska, so 500 is now alone. So now the fellow, the Misasek is nifter, so Zakarita Robin. So 500 gets back, it's become 500, it's a child of Gvia's claim from the life, the Talmud from the Yisoyim, you don't get. So he loses that 500. Zakarita Robin, Nate, the Hokkarli Iska, the Meis, Layas, and the Talmud is a bun. It blives an Iska, so it means that the Noisen will get it back from the Yisoyim. It's not really a Bilva, which is not saying it's a Yisoyim. It's fine. So far, not clear what it is. Comes Rashi. Rashi says an interesting Kanech on the second in a row. Local currently Iska. Should take Hayem is Tommy. So it's called an Iska, which means it has to be available all times. The Yisim Kualea Balea shall Tinos and Loitzia, which the Bailim knows, like Rabbi said, you can't spend it. The Mei Saloiva is Yigba. And it's not like Metalta and Shalahan. Why? Because the whole reason why the law is Metalton, are you not going from Yisrael and Metalton to Grashi? I'm not going to hold the same. It was because when you lend money, you're not Samecha Metalton, because Metalton can be, who knows what can happen to Metalton? Karka, you're Samecha. So the longest why you're going from Karkoi from Yisrael and not from Metalton is not because of Etzim, you have less of a right. It's because the original Sinas Halboa wasn't Aldas the Metalton. Because you know Metalton are never going to be safe. I can destroy them, send them away, hide them, sell them. Karka is always karka. It's like Rashi, but over here now you tell me that you can't spend them for anything else. So you feel guaranteed it's going to be there. So you give the original halva al das the metalton also. It's like Rashi. So Meila, there's no din of nas metalton tzavon. Okay, so now read into Rashi about it's a milva. And really, if it's a milva, I should have a problem. Why can't you go from this? Why can you go from this? It's like Rashi. This is a unique milva, because normally in milva you don't do it al das the metal. Then in this milva you do al das the metal. The riff over here says on this that the getter of an iska is a become, and that's why you go from the son. Right? You don't have to give me a chesh for a rash. Push it. That's a milva. That's a iska. It's become. It's beetsam to become. Even if it's not milva, it's a become. Okay. And that's why you can't spend it wherever you want, and that's the Hardoi says do whatever you want with it. And Hardoi talk it looks at the milva. And Rava says, no, it's not a milva. They never took it. That's what was a bikana. I didn't give you a milva, I give you a bikana. So Homing the sub, which is Nika to Loiva, to protect the Loiva, he'll get a benefit. And to protect the Malva, he's not gonna take all the laws. Fine. So the getter of the worm is that the Loiva, the Misasek gets Kiyube Akrayas and half equivalent to a milva. But a milva it's not. According to Rava. So of course you like the Israel. It's a major machlokes in Rashi and the Riff. Understand how Iska works.
How's Rashi understand the first point of
Rashi just says like this. Rashi says, I gave it to you, Rashi says, there's an umdan das, I didn't give you a das, you should go be able to go spend it. But you're gonna spend it.
So he holds that you can have a shear on
So right now that's all Rashi. Ad kan Rashi. So you can start saying any theory you want. So okay, that's where I'm going. So to learn Rashi how you do this, that I can limit it, even though it's a milva, right? There are a few mahalchim. One is to say it's a shear in the nesina. A shear of Pesach, actually, one like that.
You can have, and that still has a shame. And still has a shame milva.
We're gonna get the milva soon. One second. We're gonna get to that. So we're gonna get to that. They ain't so posh. That the Chazanish crowd does not go like that. The Chazanish learns that it's one of two ways. The Chazanish should have said that the pshat is by putting on here to not with the payment. The payment payment is, as long as you've been going sick in the ASIC, I didn't make any put a time limit. As soon as you buy shikra, you owe me the money immediately. So Mela, you'll end up, you don't have the money because you spent it, right? So you have to replace all the money. So you're not going to want to do that. Or he said, if you are putting a Tanai, then if you do that, it's Lemafreya, I never gave it to you with a shame and Bechlal, and you think you're a ghost. You know, he doesn't. See, he doesn't seem comfortable saying Shiurim in the Kenyan, so he says you're going to have to use Tanoyim, and what's the, you know, we'll discuss different ways how you can make her Tanoyim. The guy's going to be scared to do whatever he's going to do, right? Malcolm Ponin, it's too major than a Mahalkim. I don't understand how you put the limit. Okay, now moving back to
Pesach on this piece here.
No, Pesach is in Kedusha, the Sugya Milvul Litzon.
Can I make a question?
That's an option. It's a possibility. Now, let's understand the riff. The riff comes along and says that that's an obliged to be caught in, and it's not going to be Mr. Raisa, because it's not really a milva. But the misasek gets all of the price and half of the property, and this is indicated by the fact that you can't do whatever you want with it. So there is a Ramban on the Mishnah item of base. The Mishnah item of base says Emekam and Sarbarzim Yisrael Nation Rivers. So what's in Barzil? Reuben gives behemoths to Shimon, who's a shepherd. Reuben's behemoths gives to Shimon, as a shepherd. Shimon should be oisik with that, means the mizasek. And they'll split the blood and the geezers, etc. Right? Why is it called certain Barzil? At the moment of the Nesina from Reuben to the shepherd, he said, listen, you know, let's get a shuma by experts how much it's worth. So they make a shuma that the sheep is worth $500. So Shimon, the Misasik, and the Kabbal, all the cry is on the $500. So it's Soin, Barzil, it's guaranteed, it's iron, guaranteed. Yukra, Zula, Inus, whatever happens, the shepherd's going to have to pay it. So if it goes down in value, he's going to give it back, but with the difference in value. Okay? So Mishnah Zayim, it comes from Barzil and Yusuf. Fred Rashi, Akash, Shkair, of course not. So Mr. Rice, right? It's a loiva. He has all the price on the thing. Plus, he's given half the profits. So Mr. Rice, it's a kalva korban from the Mishnah. Maybe Shimon made somebody the master side. So Rashi says, "It's hakano chiddush. The chiddush is the second half of the Mishnah of kalva to barzum minakum, and that's the point that the Mishnah is minakum. Because the kalva to barzum minakum, and that's the sugya of akum is this word of sugya of akum stuff." Comes from Ramban and says, "Whoa." One second. What's the Kalmah Karim over here? The car's not a Kalmah Karim. Why is it not a Kalmah Karim? We need the Mishnah. Why? I would have argued that Tzur Barzil is much better than Chavon Yomassistar. The Hotsa Mechsa Milva Gemurihi. Mo Shulakechum Mercha Bemlatsa. In the case of Mishnah, they give you money. And you spend the money. And you buy. So I have the money I'm given to you. Should go and invest and then make money with it, etc. It's your money. It's Mamash Milva Gemur. Right? Awa Khan. Kiman Deloy Lloyd Sodnitnu. So the Roy says, you know what? It's a full kula milva. So I'm going to check the sheep and have lamb chops. Can't do it. He has to return the behemoth. So there's a sugya later on in Sadi Gimel, that the different shermim between the Kabbalah, different levels of the Krayas. The shermachinim is the Kabbalah Krayas, without any Kabbalah Krayas, it's Chayim Mashiach. He wants to be master to be Chayim like a shermachinim, because don't they hate? You want to be Chayim like a shayim, because don't they hate? So the Gedder of St. Barzil, the Ramban, is a shermachinim, shemassel, yos, kishayim. That's not a halva. Okay, they state Ramban. Masha Ein Kain Iska, not the Ramban. Iska. That's a Milva Gemara. So what's the difference between the Gemara over here? Because over here it's a mamash, a physical item, the sheep, and you have to return that sheep. Whereas the case of Iska, it's money that you're spending and investing. So you're going to be smart spending the money. So how much do you spend for yourself? Rava said you have to limit what you do with this. That doesn't take away from Shem Mil. Right? That's what Ramban says. But the Ramban introduces, let me finish the thought. Masha Rabbachim Mr. Shal is the din over here by 10 bars. Now, Lathara, the Ritua argues in Ramban, and Ritua says that, you know, to the defense of Rashi, that's it's a halval deraisa. You have to match the behemoth shaloi. So who said it's halval deraisa? Why is it halval deraisa? He doesn't say that like that. But I was thinking, and I found a Moshe in the Dibrus. Dibrus Moshe says this to Buddha. And that did a mashal roshin and lios kishoil. So the Torah gave different levels of achrayus of a sharp. The sharp can be chayiv and shiyah. Sharp can be made. The sharp chayiv and oinsim. Over here, the fellow's chayiv and you can resume. These talk about everything else. So I think a Christ should have behaved. Sometimes the behemoth I'm a chroy. Different levels of a Christ for the behemoth. You can resume something with the behemoth. It's a shuk. Deciding what it is. What's the shayiv and musik of kabbalas achrayus for you can resume. Right? So Ramban holds you can have a musik of kabbalas of Christ and you can resume. I think that Rashi says there's no such thing. That's what Rashi says. The Shita over here says you cannot say the getter of the Kabbalah Zacharias, which in Barzil is rooted in the Mashiach Rechim Nis Kishoyel, because there's no such thing. You cannot be Kabbalah a din of Zacharias Yukibazul. That's dumb. What is that din? So it has to be a different din. That's a din of Zacharias of a full fledged Bailam. A Bailam is Kabbalah Yukibazul. Oh, so you're a Bailam, then it's a Havah. Now, just to pad this suit you a little bit, just to clarify one point. Certain bars and I did not get along. It's a very confusing suit. I'll tell you why. It's a Gemara in Gibbonus, and not some of the base, the getter of Certain Barzil. Over there, it's the top of Certain Barzil in a marriage. Not Certain Barzil over Kabbalah for Halvor. It's Certain Barzil in a marriage. So, Mishnah over there deals with the law, because the Mishnah says that a woman who's in Israel is marries a Kohen. So, when a woman reads copying to the marriage, she can be copying the marriage in one of two ways. You can copy the marriage as what's called Certain Barzil, which really, in other words, from the dunya, the Gemara calls it the dunya certain bars, which means she's bringing in to the bialim her dowry. The way we define it is at the moment she brings it in, we do a shuma b'shas the suwin, how much it's worth. The husband has full achrayus for that value. It goes up, goes down. The husband, if it goes up, the husband wins. It goes down, it's the husband's problem. And if he divorces her, he has to reimburse her that amount of money. Okay. Anything she brings to the marriage, which she doesn't do a shuman, belies it's in malu. This malu belongs to the woman. Who belongs to the woman? And the Bible's the right to get payers. So the difference between whether it's turned barzel or malu in a marriage is Kabbalah. They do a shuman, and the husband the Kabbalah cry. In the modern tshuva, we make up a number. We say that she's bringing into the marriage, you know, 100, it's kukim worth of property. So we don't know how much he's bringing in. We say he's with Mekabel, as if she brought in 100 zuz, took him a property. That's the Hunadunya. So that is Kai, no matter what. And then he does the Sefer's Ksuba, another 100, the Sakhal Kalam, Messiah, was cooking cat. Right? That Kaam, Moshe, Haksuba. Right? But the Nadunya is, the certain Barzil is that amount. Zatimish, Avde Malu cannot eat Truma. Why can't? Because it's a woman's habit. So the halacha is that an eved of a kohen can eat truma. It's not an eved of the kohen; it's an eved of the isha. Now the Mora has a bundle that says that they could because she belongs to the, she can eat truma because she belongs to the husband. So a kinyan of the kohen who buys a kinyan maybe also has can be ma'achal b'shul. Okay, that's a sugya in the Mora. And there she says avdim lo can eat truma. The Rebbe says could eat truma. Good. So the Mora, that's the mission some of them aleph, I think. The Mora Mabeis says, okay, so now he divorces her. Does he have to give back the Eved? The Eved's banned. The Eved's banned? So one of them says, no. He was turning the Eved. he owes her the value of the Eved. He's cut the Eved. The Gemara says no, he has to give it back because the Shvach Beis Aviyah. I mean, this was the Eved of her family. You know, this is, you know, she goes back to her family, so she should bring back the Eved. That's part of like the Shivas of the family. They have this, you know, family of Avodim serving them, right? So she's right to get it back on Shvach Beis Aviyah. Before Chlor and both of them in the Gemara, the Tzad Baras is a full fledged Kenyan. Mama Nama says he keeps it. Mama Nama says that he has to give it back because of the Shvach Beis Aviyah. She has a tefiyah and she has to pay him for it. For that. Right? So Tzad Baras is a full fledged Kenyan in Paris and Gemara. Even though it's banned, he keeps it. So and finally, and this just like always confused me. I learned that sugya over there, and I learned the sugya over here. And I said, "Oh, you have to be back to the sorry." So I think that the real balabatish is that there's two certain barzels in Jaws. There's a certain barzel in a marriage, which is it's a mechira. You start with a mechira. The whole sugya over there is before that. All of them of the dunya betzim are mechira the gedinim. Right, because the worst is stamatalta, which is their ban, taka, she can't get back. Kuliyama, unless it's someone she's shvach beisaviyah. The more says that the gabi gefanim, the more ksuba, the more says the gabi gefanim. You know, she brought in, it's her family's vineyard. She has a right to shvach beisaviyah. We're not shvach beisaviyah. Tough luck, right? Fine, but the din of kabbalah, certain barzah with the sugi, some account, the ninth parak. All the cases over there are cases of I'm hiring somebody to work for me. He's an artist. He's a fiker. That whole sugya is my property, which you're working for me, and you get some of the profits, and we're sharing our profits. So that's the whole parak is about these different types of cases. Some of the cases are character. Some of the cases are with Bunim. Some of the cases with Alphalin. But about that the level of Kabbalah was not a Kabbalah that I'm about to do. End the conversation. So throw them bounce. Who's in there? Who's always marked to you? I wasn't. Why am I chayiv? Master between Mr. Shoy. That's a mimer on Musker, because it took me years to figure this out, because you're driving crazy. Like, so what is it? Finally I realized it's the same words, but it's a lot darker than Tolly Zimbazet. So both of them are. Rashi says, why is it sign? Because the Derek was to give. Rashi says, sign was a common thing to do under these arrangements, as opposed to other things they didn't necessarily do under these arrangements. And Barzah just means it's guaranteed. So they're both guaranteed. You know, you make their voice, then you guarantee it. But that's the Ramban. But the Ritva says, no, it's a halvok and more of the rice. With the Tanai, I have to give it back. We can give back that item. However, the getter of the Tanai works. Okay. The Ramban himself says that Basha Enke by Iska, Palgum, Palpikotin, that's a Milba Gamor. Because over there you're spending the money. But Pashas in the Rif that says even Iska is not a Milba Gamor. If you ask me, how does the Rif understand? So how you get a shame of still being a Shomer even by spending the money? Yeah, I'm a shliach betzim. I'm taking your chafetz. I'm going to the market. I'm selling it, getting money, which is your money, investing your money, and getting more things. It's all your money. It never became mine. The fact that I'm spending it doesn't make it mine, right? It's LMI what? I have a cry. It's good. Mashiachin is kishoyel. So Pashas, that's where the Ramban says by Tzarmerzo. That's you understand the riff by the case of Pazim and Pazim and all. So there's two different mahalchim that understand the Chiyuv HaKrayos. One second. Step right. So, well, one thing the conversation seems to go that the fact that you have a Krayos doesn't make it automatically into a milk. In other words, the next question I want to know is, let's say we'll figure out how you became Chai Bakrayas. But maybe that itself should chop it in milk. Yes, you have a Chrayas. I have a Chrayas through the vehicle of Masha Makim Yoster Shoyo. Okay, but now what? But a person has full of Chrayas. That itself is a milk. Or not? Right? So the Ramban clear is literally not like that. The fact that you're full of Christ doesn't automatically make you into a milv. So what defines a milv according to the Ramban? Okay. So now there's an interesting Rashi. The Rashi in the Samuel Testament base. So the Morah brings a fascinating thought process. The Morah brings a story with the Reb Chama. So Reb Chama have a murder zuzi b'pshita. So Reb Chama came up with this great idea. Instead of lending money, he rented money. I'm renting my money to you, and I charge you a rent per day. Okay. So he held that's mutter. It's not halva. It's a stiras. So I'm renting you the money. You're spending the money. And you're paying rent. I rent you my car. I rent you my money. Like, what's the difference? So Namora was not very happy with it. So Namora says, what's the difference in a shovel? Valahi. Namora says, Namora, it's wrong. Why? Mora hadra be'ena v'yidia pachse. Zuzi lo hadra be'ena yobel yidia pachse. So Namora says, there's two chalukim between the case of the shovel and the case of the Namora. Number one is, by the shovel, you get back the same shovel. And by the money, you spend the money, you get back different money. And number two, by the shovel, the value of the shovel, if there's wear and tear. There's no wear and tear on money. Okay? That's more than tukum. Leaving out the wear and tear issue for now. Right? So, what's the chiluk? What's the first chiluk? The chiluk is very pashut. The fact that the shovel, I give back the same shovel, tells me that you never became the bialim on the shovel. It's my shovel, which you're using. Oh, so it's my shovel, which you are using. I have a right to charge you rent, right? But if I give back different money, what does it say? That means it's my money. It's the loiva's money. He received the money. He consumed the money. Let's change the scenario. By oichel, neshek oichel, right? So I give you, I come and I knock your door. I want to borrow 5 eggs. Right? So I take the eggs and I eat the eggs. I cook the eggs and I eat the eggs. So they became my eggs. And I owe you eggs. It's a shibut, I owe you eggs, right? So it's my money and I owe you. So what am I charging rent for? Rent for what? It's the lawyer's money. That's the chiluk. It's the Rashi. It's the Rashi, no. It's the Rashi. Like Rashi tells us today, since you spent it, and what does Rashi need that for? Before in Rashi, the definition of a halva is a prayas. Right? Now, that can work one of two ways. I mean, even in the case where you have this argument we just said, it's still not called a halva unless you also have a prayas. Or, forget about this whole argument. The definition of a halva is a prayas. So, I don't care how you get to that prayas. Once you get that prayas, it's called a halva. Right? Not clear in Rashi. Which way Rashi is saying? This is one of my question marks I have on the subject. In the word Rashi, the fact that Rashi adds in that kinach that acharyas is significant. Tosis, on the other hand, the first one like that. Tosis over here says, "What was the Chama's having me? I mean, come on, it's a joke." Tosis says, "Ugar zuli b'pshita, the kabel alav acharyas einsim, the hockey stuck with that on the show." So Chama was makabel acharyas einsim. And he held that was enough to make him mutter. The Kamash on the Gemara is even though Rav Chama was Makabal Christ, since it's not Hodra Beinayu, it's called the Milva, it's the Yosef. So the Mavur and Tysus, the definition of the Milva is not because of the Christ, because the honor of the Christ was under Rav Chama, part of the Christ. But since it's no longer Hodra Beinayu, that enough is to make it a Milva. So I think we have a clear Machal Rashi Tysus here in the definition of what makes something a Milva. Very important. Now, Maimer Hamusker in Tosis, and the car, and that the car, we're gonna, the Rabban was the same. Is going to end up being the same Machlokes. The Rabban says the fact that you have a Chayis, that's not the issue. The fact that if it's Hundred Beinayu, it's not a Milva. I don't care if it's Hundred Beinayu, but it's a Milva because the Chayis is there. That's partial of the Rabban Ritvos, which is the Machlokes Rashi in Tosis. Okay. Okay, now, Maimer Musar and Tosis, that Tosis says you're Makabal Christ. So I was looking, we were learning Tosis, what are the words in it? How do you Makabal Christ something which is spent? gets him the money, right? He gives him the money. The Sarker, Loive, Makabel, Mitzasek, whatever name you want to put him in, goes and spends the money. Is that Rav Chama's Mekhaibach, and Oitzim? What Oitzim? What are you talking about? What are the Oitzim over here? So be strong by a case of Asik, where you must maintain the item, we can discuss who has the five Oitzim. Over here, it's money, you're spending the money. Like Ravan said, once you spend the money, you can't discuss. That can't be us, Master Shemekinim. There's nothing there to be. It's not, so what does Oitzim mean? So there are many approaches to explain this thesis in the Achronim. Everybody touches on it. Rebbeir Simcha has a piece over here in Gush Rebbeir Simcha Lashaz on this cheshbon. He suggests, like Yitzhi was saying, someone should actually say that Tosis met. They quote the Rebbeir Paris quotes Tosis Lashon is. I think the Rebbeir Paris. Somebody over here quotes Tosis Lashon is till you spend it. And we're going to touch up that that which I'm charging you rent was for the first tufa before you spend it. Like when we pass and Tosis brings a Tosefta, right? Let's say I'm not planning to spend the money, right? I need the money. My shir is coming for dinner, and you know I need what he I have to pay for. We're going out to dinner. I pay the money. I want to pull out a water bill. Now I'm going to pay the $20 on my own, but I would like to borrow $2,000 bills from you. They bought the water. There's a few thousands. Then I get to my 20. I pay the 20. Whoa, you're very rich. I want to impress my client. I'm not gonna spend the money at all. Just have to what to do. He says, by the way, I want to charge you rent for you're borrowing my dollar bills, not to spend. You should have to set this mutter. Right? So the first kufa I'm doing is the after boy, the lotion of the that the Rishonim use. I mean, the only touch it to be a crown of a minor cup. Like, look, I have a lot of money. Right? But and I'm charging you the rent for that kufa. The problem is the Morris Lashon is that he charged him a pshita. We have biyoyma, and the gears of the Bach is liyoyma. Okay, so he's charging him. A pshita for every day. So what it means until you spend it, that doesn't fit well anymore. The Ritva over here has a different lashon how he quotes the Tosis, and it's a fascinating Ritva. It's opened up a whole new world of discussion. The Ritva says over here that Rav Chama said that I'm a makabel the following, that I'm only makai the lawyer to pay for whatever property he has right now. He has no, but if all his property goes down, I'm not going to accept the repay. Ad kan lashon Ritva. So the oitzim the Tosis is talking about is not the oitzim of these pennies. General asset. If tomorrow the guy has a horrible, who knows what, a fire breaks out and burns everything that he has, and then the tornado comes and rips through his house, he doesn't owe me anything. So he's with Kabbalah Christ oitzim. The Ritva quotes the Tosis means whatever oitzim will happen to the life. Okay? That's Rav Chama's Havimi. So what's the Havimi? So this Lachara is Rav Moshe's Din. Right? This is Lachara's Rav Moshe's Din. Rav Moshe said that if Reuben lends Shimon money, and Shimon has no Sheba Naguf, only a Sheba Nukasim, it's what does he get? Charge rivers? Right? So what's his example? The example is in a corporation. What's a corporation? A corporation is a legal fiction. Right? So you and I are setting a business. We say, you know, we're going to put $1 million worth of assets into the business. Let's say the business goes under, and we have debts of $1.5 million. So to come after my house? No. So we create American law. We create something called the Rheingold Incorporated. Rheingold owns $1 million worth of assets. And Rheingold Incorporated borrowed the money. Not Elie Rheingold. So Rheingold Incorporated comes the Malva to Rheingold Incorporated and takes all the assets. Well, there's no assets anymore. But Rheingold personally, Rheingold personally didn't borrow it. Rheingold Incorporated borrowed it. Right? So Dr. Moshe, what is that? Is it sheep in the closet with no sheep in the goat? Because nobody owes the money. All it is that he gets a smooth sheep on all the property of Rheingold Incorporated. So Dr. Moshe, that's what's going to take rid of this. That, Lachar, is there's big law. And that's the worst harm I mean of that it's mutter. That's the worst. That's us. Awesome. Right? right? Just one of the questions they ask of the Marsha. Again, same with the Rashi was going to, it's much worse. Rashi was not discussing the Sigma Bakla. Because the way they talk, the learns Tosis, you're creating a Muslim, a Shiva, a Chas, a Shiva, a Goof. So the more Simon, that's more. The more Simon, that's also. That's one of the questions they ask of the Marsha. Okay. But no, Tyson himself doesn't say what he means.
No, but once we infer this, what this means, and this is Havamina, and that's the Havamina Raya, and Rashi's gone on, not just one, it's gone in general, that the Gether of a Lord of Raya is, so it is Gether.
Well, Tyson's not learning, that's what's going on.
I know, so forget Tyson. No, but the way that this Havamina eventually could be what Rashi's gone in general is,
again, that might be true, right? But what different requires might be just different the value of the law, not sorry, my personal shiva nagu. That's the thing. A cry is for the item, and my shiva nagu might be two different things. But not that they're synonymous. Okay, so we have before this thing Rashi and the Tosis and Tosim Ritua and the Ramban and the Rif, right? The Rif and Rashi later on, right? The Rif says, yeah, all the cries are on you, but it's a little bit covered. Rashi says, all the cries are on you, it's a milk. That those two things are synonymous, right? So Rashi learns the Sugya later on, even though you cannot spend it, however that getter works, but if you have all the cries for it, so it's a milk. Milva Gemara. So Rashi says, so if the in scenario number one, which is a Milva Gemara, Malik Dumba, so where's the ribbons in scenario number one? It's a Milva Gemara. I have full rights to half of the profits. Any problem to take is mine, because it's my money. Right? Yeah, but the problem is the ribbons, because I'm working for you from Bechina. Right? So Kalba Kharma, when it's a foot, the whole thing is a mill, but I take, and the mama takes half of the profits. How does that work? Kalba Kharma? You're right, the mission tennis region is a crash. Okay. It's a more kedushin. More kedushin than Zion of Rav. Rav says a mekadosh milovay and mekadeshes milovitzon. So if you want to know where the more says that you saw it, milovitzon. Of course, a lot of places the kedushin of Zion of Rav. That's where it's found. Right? Not in Perzeg Ezunesh. Right? Like Shas is wanted. Okay. So Rashi, what's the case? It's before we're clear in the case of the Gemara. There's a Gemara before the Fabu Bay is Kash Malay and Kudesh. Right? Kash is the Sugis of Gemara. There's two cases. The point of Makash Malay and which that's Yeshivish territory, people learn, was a case like Rashi and Tosis learned that there was he lent the money, the man lent the woman money, she spent it already, she owes him the money, he's going to cash with the chayv. That's the thing of Bava Mabez. The problem is the chayv is not the end, and he's not giving her any, etc. Good. And Memzayim and Al, to refer from the Hemshep and Sugya, the case over there was that the money was not spent yet. The money, he lent her the money, it's still sitting on her table. He says, you know what? I want to make cash with the money. So Rav, well, the Mimelot saw it, the Zimel didn't spend it yet, since it's taken for its own purposes. So it has a din that it became Kula Shalom immediately, so don't have a Kaddish with it. Right? Ad Khan, and that's the finish of the Gemara. So Gemara goes back and forth in Rav. More Salami Kitanoi, more brings a Brysa, more Derech the first Brysa, more the second Brysa, the more goes to, I think, five or six attempts to challenge Rav's din. One of the attempts, the Gemara brings a Brysa, the common man, Rishim Nalosa, in the name of Remeir. The more so they're arguing in Mubalitzonin. The way Rashi learns the Maskana is Gemara, the more is Daichan. No, it's not a Kashan Rav. The way Rashi, we learn the Maskana, everybody holds Mubalitzonin. Good. You still haven't defined what that means yet. Right? But the Rashba learns that the Maskanas of Gemara, Rishon Lazar, and Rishon Meir holds Mubal Lav Litzonin. But it's not a Kashan Rav because he holds it to Chacham. The Rashba went there and Zayin and Beis. Okay, so the Maskanas of Gemara, there's one number holds Mubal Lav Litzonin according to the Rashba. And according to Rashi, there's Lisa Havamina and Mubal Litzonin. So what is Mubal Lav Litzonin? So what is Mubal Lav Litzonin mean? So Rashi over there, the Kedushin says, if you'll mibble out with Sonnet, it would mean the following. I'll read it to Rashi so you don't believe me. The Rashi Lloyd Sonnet. The love of Charlotte Tia by Tsar, the love is allowed to spend it. I could argue, lend you money, but you have a chiyuv as a lawyer, Rosh Hashanah, Yishalim, to be able to pay back. So anytime I want to get the chiyuv, I have to make it available. So that you mechayev you when you get a loan, that you mechayev not to consume it, but to spend it to buy merchandise. So the money will always be available either as money or as merchandise, which is fungible into money. Okay? The Kiblo Tzonit, no? Habli Kedido? Let me. That's Rav's Kiddush. But there's a Havamin of the Gemara that the Gemara says, Lema Ketanoi, that there's a Tana which holds Mibalabu Tzonit. And according to Rashi, that's truly with the Emes. The Gemara holds Mibalabu Tzonit. Now, I imagine if I make it tonight with you, I can make it in tonight once. But Minas Tam, when I give you a Havamin, you can't spend it. Now, stop and think about the Pasuk. The Torah talks about ribbis. So where's the ribbis? Right? It means, according to the Rashi, we'll leave it there, but according to the Meir, stam mil was labo tzon. So the case of the Pasuk is only a case you made to tell you how to spend it. No, even if labo tzon, which Rashi says means you must maintain it in Iska, the halacha would be in the rice of ribbis. Right? So it's more chlor, that's the case of the Pasuk, right? More chlor than Iska will have it in ribbis the rice. And Rav didn't come along and say, it's Rav's Kiddush. So if you tell me that Iska is not Ribbis Daraisa, right? So, it's a positive Kiddush, not Rav. What did you learn? What did the generation before Rav learn? The Rebbeinu HaKadosh, what did he think? Milva Lavitz on it? No. Of course, right? Elamai before Klon the Morn, no, I can have Milva Lavitz on it. No. Which Rashi means you would be Maimon at Be'esik. And still be Ribbis Daraisa. Now, Rashi, she talks, it's wonderful. Right? But the mice, all the rice is on the life. So that's the definition of milk with the rice. Well, whether you spend it or not is irrelevant. So that's ribbis the rice. Right? But if you. We all milk with the rice. Again, I'm saying if you hold, what's Rabbi Mekadosh? Before Rav, what did we think? We weren't sure where the Mibal Litzonin, the Lav Litzonin, right? Means we were. Rabbeinu Mekadosh was going to sleep every night, saying, "You know, Mibal Litzonin, I can live with that." Came Rav, said, "No, Mibal Litzonin, right?" So, how did Rabbeinu Mekadosh, when he went to sleep that night before Rav was Mekadosh's din, when he went to sleep? How did he go to sleep? Ribbis? How's the shayach ribbis to rice? So the case was only the case where he was master tonight and they could spend it. Let me stop. The Torah brother did a ribbis. Every case of ribbis. Right? Now, Elway, you're telling me, listen, the Torah says ribbis oichol, and loichol obviously is not true. Right? You eat it. So over there, there's clearly the case of pasuk where it's loichol. Right? You eat the food and you owe me eggs. You eat eggs, you owe me eggs. Right? Okay, but ribbis kasif is only diamond to ribbis oichol. Could be. But pasha, that's not true. And according to the Rashi, leave it to emes, that's Remei Rashita is Mobile Lavlitzonin. We don't pass like your mate. say, but Lakara, so Rashi says Rabbeinu Kadosh slept very nice because when Mulot saw the on it's still the whole border ice when the Israeli Rebbe's because the Christ is on the live. So Mela, I come along and I apply to the Sugya Miska, right? I say, yeah, that's Rebbe's Raisa. That's Rashi, that's the Ritual. They all sleep very nice at night. Okay?
Who is the whole song of the Alvarez? The baseball.
They're saying this Nakuda, that the fact that it's Lavo Hitzor, that a prize can shop within the Rebbe's Raisa, the Ritual says that the case of Tzern Barzil is. This wasn't a problem of public code, this was a case of Tzern Barzil.
Okay.
Right? This is not what Torah's comment. I give it to you, and if you're allowed to know, I'm equipped to take every penny and hold on to it in this. Right? That's Tzern Barzil. Right? They should have went to, if they had two sons, they should have went to Bez, Sanhedrin and Gadol on the side, you know. They shouldn't have waited until Rav came along until Sanhedrin and Gadol figured out. Of halva, because if it is, like, what's the halva mean? But Samela, Tzak Rashi, Samatessa Bay, Zamora says it's Hotter Benayu, Eloy Hotter Benayu. Therefore, what? I have a Gemara tradition of Mimzayim which says, like, that's not the definition. Oh, the definition of the cry is, if it's Eloy Hotter Benayu, it must be Yabba Rai. Oh, Rashi and Samatessa Bay is really flowing off of the Tzak Mimzayim of Rai. Right?
Yeah, Hotter Benayu.
I ask him. That's what she says. No, I'm saying the more came along and said Lo Hotra Benai. Okay, which means I'm allowed to consume it and do something else instead. So Rashi learns gives him Mem Zayin Amin Aleph. He learns it Samuel Testament basis. Says like, I see over here. This is not the definition of Halva. So why over here is all of a sudden the definition?
Right.
Teresa doesn't mean that. It means a cry. That's what Rashi adds in a cry over here. Okay, that's a different Gemara. Because Gemara says that if it's Hotra Benayu, and my Akrais only kicks in when it's destroyed, that's not called Akrais.
What do you mean?
It's a singular round by the case of Svina, which I don't have time to touch on. Gemara discusses the case of. Gemara says that I have a Svina which I'm renting to you, and I'm charging you Agra Upagra. You have all Akrais on whatever happens to it, and I'm charging you rent. Gemara says, whoa. Oh, yeah, Agra. Like Pagra. Which that's the worst cash in the car. If you have full of price for Pagra, right, then it gets destroyed, so how can you charge Agra? And the more he answers, that only happens when it gets destroyed. Till then, it was the master's capes, which he's charging rent for. And when it happens, I'm a cry like that. Now, how much do you have to pay? What's the second step? So, how much do you have to pay? The value of the Svina at the time of the Shvira at the original Kabbalah, it's a Mechon Rishon. See, if you look at Bashas, the Shvira, it's very easy. It means it went down Bashas Abayla. Horaya, you only pay the value of the Svina of Bashas Shvira. So, that's Mamash. Right? So, that's a Mechon Rishon. But however that works. Okay. That's the thing I'm some test base of the bottom. Fine. Okay. One last point, then I gotta go. There are 2 points. Okay. There's another Ramban, an item and Aleph. The Morris and Aleph, the Morris says, Moshe Shammai Mutala Halva is the car of the star, the Rafa Behem. So, the way the Rishonim learn, almost all Rishonim learn, that means, he told them, say the Allah, Rabacha Didi, Vidino. So, all damages are on the Kabbal, and the Misasik and the Noisin split. So, Karbus Karbach Lehefs, it means that there's no damages at all. Anything that happens, it's Makabal's problem. It's the Misasik's problem. And it's Karbus Karbach, because maybe it'll make money, maybe we'll make money. Federal and Akasha, that's Rabbi Skusa. He's Makabal, all Akrayas. Kibbutz Kibbutz, like Kuli Mamoina Bemilva. Kiyarvali Kulum Baagri, Havali Rabbi Skusa. Like the case of Mashkata. That's Ramban's Kasha. Now, the Ramban's Shita is a Mashkanta's Ribbis Deraisa. And you have to learn out this thing is a Mashkanta, which we didn't do. Right? Because we saw Shita before that they said Mashkanta is not Ribbis Deraisa. Because not finally it's going to make payments. Right? But the Ramban's Shita is that it's Ribbis, if when it does make payments, it's Ribbis Deraisa. And he learns the signal a little bit differently. Right? So you see by Mashkanta, it's Ribbis Deraisa. So we're also the same thing. Because I was with Kabbalah, the fact that I was with Kabbalah all the cries, it's a milva. Yesh Lomer. So he gives two terutzim. He says, second terutz is very good. Zuzi bikarani lo biyeska. Achyusa kishar masachar shemasal yoskeshar. I have to return the money. I have a limit to what I can do with it. I can't do what I want with it. It's a bikarani bet. And so Zuzi bikarani lo. And therefore, this case is not Rabbi Skusa. But that's the second terrorist. Even in the second terrorist, Ramban adds a twist. V'yoyv le'mi alma v'ari ribis d'raisi. Okay. El minayu ubahu d'amali b'kodesh k'ipo lov tzayin barzol v'ribanu hu v'yasmi l'gol. Okay, so the types of words. So the Ramban depends how you pay. If you pay me negu pay, then the current blives to get a bikkurim. English. What's the rights of the noise saying to get the profits? So if someone gets the profits of negu pay, you could argue the getter of the worm he gets the profits of negu pay because he's the bikkurim. He owns part of it. He has the right to get half of the profits. But if he pays me alma, what right does he have to get me alma? It's Mekonim, so where's the right thing? So the fact that if the ranger is paying me alma means it's my kid from a shame Mekonim. And then it blacks the milk. Evil gets me to the same eye. Okay? That's an important connection in the Ramban. In other words, I can have a case which the fact that you're paying me alma is indicative of the fact that it's not the Bikonim, because if the whole word is to Bikonim, the rise of Bikonim is the fact that I'm getting two things to the Ramban. A, I'm getting the item back, and B, the profits I'm getting are from here. Does that make sense? It's my profits, it's my Bikonim. But that will never give me a source to something me alma. If they give me alma, that's a rye that the getter must have been is a milva, and I'm charging a milva. Now, why that's true? Why can't you tell you that it's rent? That's what to become. And every circle, I rent your car and I pay you money out of my pocket. So I'm renting your money, paying money out of the pocket. So that needs to be explained to the Ramban's first teretz is Mishum Rekim the Loyoy Eliminayu Ubahu La Ribis Deraisi. Right. So what does that mean? It's without saying that the could have become.
Oh, sorry, kiss.
Right. So one approach is it's lacking the nesh. Right. Rishon Zalman has a chum. He said that's wrong. And he realized that can't be pshat.
Ritva. So, I mean, the ritva. He says seemingly says like the Ramban says that
Moshe. But the problem is, so what is the hazard? Zadni's hazard, I don't have time to talk about it. It's one of the things I want to share with you. Yep, that's the Ramban item in our first piece. The second thing is that on the other end of the world, Okay, so on the Palga Milva, he is Chayav Achrayus. What level of Achrayus? So in our minds, you can Zula, the name of Ada, Shia, whatnot, right? So the Bahag wasn't so smart. The Olish had an argument in the Bahag, but the Bahag says he's Chayav on Geneva and Aveda. Not on the Palga Milva. Okay? Right? That's what a Bahag was. Right? So, my goal is to give you a sleepless night. Okay. Iska Palma Milva, he missed this lake of Rishus at the Loyal, the Shulman began to have made it. Abashuya Shura Mesa Lamashal. Neither have a Shemasakh, Mashamasakh, Lamashal, Mashura Mesa, Afai Namal Mashal. Mamashal, Mashuya Shura Mesa, Shoyal. Kulahano today. He said the Kulahano a lot today. He has to work to get this. Kishamasakh Dummy. Fine. They had a lovely ground, the Alcinos, Kishuya Dummy, Lamashal. If the pirates attacked the Sumina, that's what he learns. The last point he says pirates attacked, that's cultural. Pirates attack is kosher. It's not kolan odidei. He has to work together. A show is chayav kolan odidei. Now, all the mishnayos argue on the because the gemaras are funny, right? The mishnayos brings this. So I'm with the mishnayos. I gotta see this inside. Now, clearly he's learning it to be called digadin, not a real milva. It's not a chayav anointed. Right, but that's like, and the more cold it's clearly it's all rivers to be rivers to Rabbana. It's not a milva, right? And all the sugars are like that, right? And but that's what the more I refer to now. So now the other mishnah come along and say it's not as he's chayv even anointing. Okay, you know. So the Bahag set in motion a thought process that the dinim of a chayzer are not dinim of a chayzer of a halva. Is it the chazam? The Kana, right? The Chazam is the Kana. You can touch what the Kana was, but that should be half core on the shape of Kana. Which one was the Kalkiva? Why should be that? Why should that be so? Okay, let's hold it here.